touched our heart. There was a Joshua who had a lifetime with Moses, and then yet you took his heart and you made a heart that said that there was more land to walk through. Help us all to receive that heart, because that's the heart that wins you. We thank you and give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me, the Lord's been really delighting in my heart with Psalm 40. And there's a little scripture there in the 16th verse of Psalm 40. It says, "Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee." And this is where we'll focus for just the next few minutes. "Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified." Now that's quite a statement, isn't it? Isn't that a beautiful statement? "Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified." See, there is the perfect heart, the benchmark. And we thank the Lord, our brother David, and God again gave him that precious heart. And in that heart that loved his salvation, that heart continually wants to magnify the Lord. And when we continually want to magnify the Lord, we love his salvation. And when you want to magnify the Lord, that's called the grace of God. That's what's so beautiful about this. There wasn't anybody who wrote about, and we say it over and over, and I'm thankful to God to be able to testify of the Lord and my brother. I'm proud of my heritage in Christ. Are you? Praise the Lord. And our precious brother David, no one praised and magnified God in the mercy of the Lord like his life. And to be able to make this statement, "Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified," the conclusion of that, and truly the pinnacle for our lives, we find in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 1. No, it's chapter 3. I apologize, honey. And we'll go read from verse 7 in Philippians 3. It says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus." You can hear the Holy Ghost just continuing to encourage Paul on. It's like he had to stop himself and say, "You know, I count all things for loss for Christ. Wait a second. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ my Lord." I thank the Lord. He just struck me with that. I just see David in the Holy Ghost just overwhelming him in this. That it's not just I count it but loss. It's because of that superior rank, this grace that he's given, this exaltation that he's allowed me to see because of this mercy, that I can have and I do possess the exalted rank of righteousness crown. But it says, "For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." Now here it is that, again, as our scripture goes back to say, "Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified." Well, here's the conclusion and the epitome of it. Verse 9, "And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." How wonderful that is. And see, this is the brother that the Lord touched in such grace, as David said, "I love his salvation." All right? Well, Paul said he was after and wanted the salvation with eternal glory. He was the one that wrote that we need to be wise concerning our salvation. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's loving, appreciating, thanking God for the exalted rank of salvation that we have. Now, go on back to our scripture here. "Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified." All right? Well, that love thy salvation, and I am thankful the Holy Ghost gets us to go search matters out, us kings, amen. That truly translates the lovers of thy shout of victory. Salvation, in the Hebrew, translates as well the shout of victory. Isn't that glorious? So let such as love the shout of victory say continually, the Lord be magnified. Now, again, we follow Paul as he followed Christ. I think about the shout of victory that the Apostle Paul loved and loved to tell us about what we can fall in love with. And the first shout of victory that I so love is TLEO. Amen? I think in that regard, TLEO, in that shout of victory, the Lord be magnified. How could he be magnified any more than that? Amen? It's finished. It's done. I'll perform the good work which I've begun in you. I'll accomplish that thing that I have sent it to. I will do it. Praise God. And the reason he can say all of that is because it's finished. Praise the Lord. Amen. All of that joy, everything that was to be done, praise be to God. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world came to that point, knew it was just, again, a manifestation of what would be, and then the beauty of those words that were spoken, it is finished. Telio. Hallelujah. That is truly the lover of the shout of victory, and we love that, and I thank God he's brought us into the love of that. Now, how about the next one? I love this shout of victory. The Apostle Paul himself, we can go on over there. What is that? 2 Timothy? She got sick today, so we didn't have time to write anything down. 2 Timothy chapter 4, right? How about this shout of victory? I am now ready to be offered. You love that? And let me ask you, does that shout of victory, the Lord be magnified? Oh, it sure does. There isn't any shout of victory that magnifies the Lord more than that. Because that, again, is the vessel that came forth to write that we have all grace. That I am what I am by the grace of God. That it wasn't I that did it. It was the grace of God that was with me. Gives you chills, doesn't it? Praise be to God, how glorious this is. But the shout of victory went on. The time of my departure is at hand. You know, brothers and sisters, I believe that shout of victory, the lover of that shout, praise be to God, I believe it resides here. I believe it's here tonight. Amen? Thanks be to God. And I thank the Lord. It's not because we're confident in us. We follow Paul as he followed Christ. He was confident in grace. We're confident in grace. Amen? Wasn't that the Holy Ghost that wrote through him that the Lord, I'll perform the good work which I've begun in you. That you're my workmanship. Huh? I'm the perfecter, the performer, the accomplisher. I will do it. Praise the Lord. He doesn't leave us hanging. Amen? The only one who'll be left hanging is when you doubt, and that's just something that's a lie, and there's no reason to doubt it. We walk in blessed assurance. Praise God. And oh, what we know what Jesus' mind is about. Praise his name. So he goes on to say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Oh, what a beautiful shout of victory, wouldn't you say? Amen? And then, as he goes on to say, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And then here's our shout of victory that he shouts for us. And not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. And I thank God that cry of victory for one another lies within us. Because that wasn't innate or something that Paul fostered up. That was the Holy Ghost and the love shed abroad in his heart. That's the manifestation, praise the Lord, of the bride of Christ. She loves and she prefers the other even more than herself. Praise his name. And then finally, I was thinking about whether it is finished. Oh, what a shout, and how we love the shout of that victory. Whether it's I finished my course, how we love the shout of that back victory. And then finally we get over to, was that 1 Thessalonians chapter 4? Yeah, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And begin reading from verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. And how beautiful that is. Everything that we say to one another is all because and due to the word of the Lord. Isn't that glorious again? Completely reliant upon magnifying the Lord and his grace. And thank you, Jesus, that you give us this. It all so perfectly. There's nothing like it. There ain't no seams in that garment. That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Now, I believe alive could also be translated lovers of salvation. Amen. Love is in his appearing. Praise God. Loving that shout. There it is. Those are the ones that are alive and remaining unto the coming of the Lord. See, it's not going to happen after the Lord comes. It's alive and remaining to the coming of the Lord. When that happens, that time shall be no more. See, this needs to be going on now. Shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend. Here's that shout we love to hear. From heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, isn't that something? You know that that voice is going to be heard like something we've never heard before for those that are alive and remaining. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, it's interesting, the dead in Christ that we're talking about, they're alive. You understand that? And they've got that ear that hears what the Spirit says to the church of Philadelphia and to the church of Smyrna. And it's the same ear, isn't it? Praise be to God. And it's a ready, it's an attentive ear. It's an ear that's ready to go. And you'd think, how could everybody not hear this? This is going to be such, I'm telling you, we're going to have in an instant a body like his own, or we would just come apart with this call of the bridegroom's voice. So we thank the Lord together, praise be to God, because you think about that call. It's going to shake us. It's going to shake it up. But even the innumerable multitude, which won't be taken in that time, they won't hear this. They will not hear it. They don't. You have to have the ear to hear it. You have to have the faith, praise God, to be in it. Amen. As thou hast believed, so be it unto you. So if we have only the faith to sing salvation unto the Lord, which is a wonderful thing. It's beyond anything this world would ever even, and it's not even worthy to be compared. But thanks be to God, this is our God that does exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Amen. And you are just in awe and wonder. And every line and layer. And that's why I just commend you tonight, saints. And again, it's the grace of God that is with us. There's more. If you're drawing breath, I'll assure you there's more. And the more will be done when that call of the bridegroom's voice occurs. Now, we understand the exceeding riches of his grace in the ages to come, but I'm talking about it'll be done for this time. You know what? As I told my wife today, I said, but you know, honey, if the Lord tarry, and if the Lord take me home, and if the Lord has another pastor to come forth, and to preach this gospel and the Lord hasn't come yet, he'll even preach more, or she'll even preach more. Do you see that? There will always be that. That's why if you think it just ended with Moses, no, honeys, it just didn't. And it's the truth. This is just the word. It's not to lift you up or me up. It's to lift him up. This is what he does. This is what he does. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Lord. So, going back to verse 15, it says, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that they which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Praise the Lord. Going back to our verse, concluding this up tonight, how beautiful. "Let such as love thy salvation, let such as are the lovers of the shout of victory, let such that love in the first love of his appearing, say continually, the Lord be magnified. The Lord be magnified. The Lord be magnified." Grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. And I thank God for this. Thank God of the knowing of who lives in us. Amen. And knowing it more and more, and the assurance of it more and more. And thanking God, knowing the faith that you have is the faith of the Son of God. Amen. Not just reading through it. I own it. Amen. I have it. It's mine. It's been given. It was purchased for me with his blood. And that blood, when it buys it, it can never be taken away. His love, everything, his grace, his mercy, his peace, his rest, his healing. Come on. Praise God, it's all his. And whatever comes out of us by the grace of God, it's him. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord be magnified. And you know, and I know too, with David, by the grace of God, it wasn't sometimes. It was always. When he made his bed in hell, who was he magnifying? He wasn't magnifying the bed in hell. Thou, him, he, you, I am. Thou art with me. When they were trying to say, in this wonderful chapter, aha, 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 we've got you now, aha. Before thee, magnifying him, and thee only. It's him. And then, let's go on to the multitude of what he wrote about. The deliverances. Amen. It was always though, but I exalt you. The reigning, the great victories. It was all him. It was his strength. Praise God. And brothers and sisters, thank you, Jesus. As many, let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yeah, thank you, Jesus.